Yeah, to be honest, it's something that excites me. I met Shawnee and Ray there during the week, and it's a challenge that excites me. Listen, I had a good job in UCD. I could easily stay there and be part of a successful team, but it's a challenge that has drawn me there. The real thing for me is I think there's a group there that are better than what they're showing. There's a group with far more potential than the table reflects, and I'm ambitious, and that's the challenge that I want, to get the best out of this group and hopefully get points on the board.
One aspect of your career so far that has been highlighted as, you know, being suitable to this job is your ability to work and get the best out of youngsters and young footballers there, as we can see with your under-19 league win that was a couple of years ago. And we know that the Wexford team now has a good couple of young players on it. So what do you think is the best way to get the most out of them?
Yeah, like predominantly my background would be like young teams, even the UCD team I'm with now. Like the oldest player there is 23, so that's what I'm kind of used to as such. And it's important that we create an environment for them, a positive environment, and that's probably my first challenge, because I know how it is. I've been there as a player, I've been there as a manager or a coach, where you've been part of teams that are losing matches, and it's a habit, and it's a hard habit to break. But hopefully at least a life with a new manager comes in and can give players a bit of confidence to go and play. The young players, I feel, they've got to this level through their capabilities and they're all good players. So now it's up to me to allow them to go and play and go show them capabilities within an organised and disciplined structure.
You actually started playing senior football yourself when you were 17, playing for Rovers there under Roddy Collins. So first of all, is there any lessons you picked up from Roddy that you can bring into your own managerial career? And, you know, obviously you have that experience of playing at the top level when you were so young as well. So what kind of advice can you dispense to the players?
Yeah, you're right. I started quite young. I've picked up lots over lots of managers and lots of coaches that I've had. But like I'm coaching probably 5 years now, and to get to this point, to land the manager's job, is people might see it as, oh, he's young, he's only starting out, but I've put a lot of graft in to get to this point. So I know what I'm doing, I know the style I want, I know how to implement it, and that's up to me to go do the hard graft to get my message across to the players. My message to players, young players, established players or anything like that, is to work hard, as in, every day you turn up to train, and I want you to get better. I want you to improve. There's no ceiling on that. So if you're better next week, you go better again, go better again. Ultimately, I want to improve every player that I come across in Wexford. If I can do that, that's going to collectively improve the team. And that's the main aim, really.
Your own football career was sadly ended early due to a foot injury when you were just 28. Not to bring up some bad memories there, but just tell us how you managed to get over that disappointment, because obviously, you know, I'd say you probably felt you had another 4, 5, 6 years left in you, and, you know, suddenly the call comes and it's all over in one day.
Yeah, listen, it's hard. I wouldn't lie to you. It was hard. It's hard on me mentally. As you said, I was quite young. I felt a lot more to give. Look, in an ideal world, I'd probably love to still be playing now, but you deal with the card that you're dealt with. And probably what happened is it just pushed me into the coaching at an earlier stage to go and do that. It's probably something I always wanted to do, but it just forced my hand to go do that earlier. But it's an experience that I'll draw on in how I deal with players and how I deal with players that are injured. I know the kind of struggle that they go through and all the setbacks that they'll get, and it's important for me to get these relationships with the players, that they trust me and they know that I'm there for them no matter what, be it in a football issue or in a life capacity. I'll always be there to treat them well and give them the best advice that I can. And I feel that's important because, listen, we're all human beings and everybody wants to feel important, everybody wants to feel loved, and if you get that and you're in an environment that allows them to perform to their maximum, and as I said, that's our aim, because there's definitely more within the group.
Obviously, anybody who's seen the UCD teams that you've worked with in the past will know that, you know, they play a real attacking style of football. They score plenty of goals. We know that after the game against Wexford there a couple of weeks ago, where the two goalkeepers were sent off. And what kind of style and what kind of footballing philosophy will you bring down? Is it more important now when the team's at the bottom of the league to just shore up defensively, or will you try to implement a more attacking style?
Yeah, there will be an attacking team, right? The way I put it is, it would be a team that plays with purpose. That's in both forms, attacking and defensively. Ultimately, yeah, we need to tighten up a bit and we need to start picking up points and start winning games. So, yeah, defensively probably will be my first focus. But that doesn't mean that we camp ourselves in the 18-yard box. It means we defend properly, and that's in all areas of the pitch. There'll be an intensity to how we play with and without the ball. It will be football that the players enjoy. It will be a high tempo. It will be football that the fans will come, and hopefully we get back soon and they'll enjoy. But yeah, we will be playing a positive style of play.
The problem with Wexford FC is that there's this kind of tension between themselves and the local junior leagues here and the local junior clubs, that many of the Wexford players don't seem to want to play for Wexford FC. A myriad of reasons why that is. How do you think you should be able to get over that challenge, and how will you implement a policy that sees more Wexford lads playing for the local team?
Yeah, listen, there's probably things there that are outside of my remit and I'll never be able to control. The things that I can control is Wexford, and I'll make Wexford as professional as possible and to make it as attractive as possible for people to want to play. And that's be it, the best players in the local leagues to come play at the highest level you can in your region. And that's Wexford. And I need to make that attractive to people, regardless of the politics in the background there. To be honest, I want to stay well clear of it. I don't want to get involved with it. Wexford's my job. I'll leave all that to anyone else that wants to get involved in it. My thing is to make Wexford as attractive as possible, and that's to get the best players in that region to want to play at the highest level in the country. And if they don't want to play at that highest level, that's fine, because ultimately the only people that are going to get into this group are hungry people, people out to prove a point, people out to want to progress their careers. And they're the people that I want. Same with goes regards to the academy. I think people might have seen in my piece yesterday, I mentioned the academy. The academy is important. It's an important area, and it's an important long-term thing that we have Wexford people playing for Wexford, and there's a connection there with the local community. And that happens. There's a number of pieces that need to go together in order to get there. It's not going to happen overnight. First thing, probably, as I said, my concern is the first team at the minute. So I need to make the first team as attractive as possible for those players in the academy. I want them to stay in Wexford, and I want them to play for the first team there, rather than going travelling to your Dublin clubs or your Waterfords or so on, losing our best under 15s, 17s players or whatever. So I want to make our first team as attractive as possible to keep our players there. And as I said, through my background and everything else, these players, if they're good enough and they show the right attitude, they will be given a chance. There's no two ways about that. Then there's obviously the longer term thing where I'll link in with Tom O'Connor about, and I'll speak to all the underage coaches during the week about how we can actually improve all elements of the academy and essentially get a high quality player into the first team.
Following on from that, obviously, is, you know, there's no fans in the stadium at the minute, but hopefully fans will be allowed in soon enough. Wexford is kind of nationally known for not having any fans around. There's very few will actually show up on a Friday night in Ferry-Carrick Park, even in the best of times, particularly when the club is getting beaten 6-5-0 every week. How do you suggest that we go about, you know, getting those fans back in? I suppose it's just about playing more positive football, getting better results. That'll hopefully bring people back in. And, you know, I guess the message to get out to people who might be listening is to keep supporting the club even when they are in the bad times.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, every club needs fans, and we'll need fans. And when they're allowed, they'll make a difference to us. Probably a little goal for us there, and before the fans are allowed back in, is make it more positive through results, through the style of play, through the football that we play. And ultimately, football's a fickle sport as such. If performances improve, if results start coming, that will entice the fans to come. But yeah, I'd appeal to the fans. Listen, it's a fresh start. I don't really care what's gone on before. This is a fresh start for everyone. let's give us a chance. I'll provide a platform for a positive team, a positive style of play. And we're on the start of a journey here, Wexford itself, my own journey itself. And I urge the Wexford people to come and join us.
And finally, it's a 2.5-year deal you've signed there with Wexford. Obviously, this year, bottom of the table, halfway through the season, a promotion push is probably a bit out of reach. But in terms of the rest of this season, what kind of goals have you got in mind? What's a realistic expectation that we can have for this Wexford team?
Yeah, I touched on this yesterday. I'm not going to set a ceiling on it. I'm not going to give a prediction on it. As I said, definitely improvement in that team, and that's my goal to the end of the year, to make it as appealing to everyone and also see the improvements that everyone individually and collectively, we reach our potential. And I think if we do that, we'll climb the table and let's see where we end up. But my ultimate goal for the season is change the environment to make it more positive and professional, pick up results really.